What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minnesotans are coming to the aid of those caught in the eye of Hurricane Melissa. Activists are calling for an independent investigation into the death of a man who was in police custody, and overdose deaths statewide are down 25%. But first, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announcing today that his office is suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture for failing to fund the federal food assistance program known as SNAP.
Minnesota is one of 26 states suing the USDA, accusing the department of illegally cutting off food assistance to more than 42 million Americans during the government shutdown. If the shutdown does prolong into Saturday, November 1st, it would mark the first time in 60 years there's been a disruption in SNAP funding. More than a million veterans depend on the program, and children and seniors make up nearly 60% of SNAP recipients. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis teachers have authorized a strike. Union leaders will meet tomorrow to discuss the rank and file's overwhelming vote to authorize a strike. Union President Marsha Howard was up all night counting the votes.
Our phone line is open. Our email is open. Our hearts are open. And our hope is open that there are people that are willing to actually come to the table and negotiate.
The next bargaining session is scheduled for Thursday. There's been little contact between the union and the Minneapolis School Administration since the authorization vote was announced. At issue are wages and class sizes. School administrators say they want a contract that works within available resources. Minnesotans are coming to the aid of those caught in the eye of Hurricane Melissa. James Byron is with the Twin Cities CareFest. He says organizations, including Caribbean Disaster Relief Fund of Minnesota and the Jamaican Minnesota organization, are planning on sending supplies this week, but it will take more than food and equipment to help those impacted.
The thing that is needed more than ever would be financial assistance.
He says those wanting to donate supplies and food can do so at one of the following three locations: Galaxy Foods International in Richfield, Pimento Jamaican Kitchen on Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis, and the Caribbean American Cultural Center in North Minneapolis. The number of people who die or are hospitalized due to drug overdoses is down for the second year in a row in Minnesota. Among the hardest hit, those in the Native American community. Lower Sioux Human Services spokesperson Heather Arneson says that state funding has been vital to their success, which they use to distribute naloxone to anyone who needs it.
We are so grateful for these funds. They have allowed us to do so much programming, and with every event we hold, we give out those harm reduction supplies, and with every event, we are destigmatizing, we are normalizing asking for help, both with both mental health and substance use.
The state has invested some $300,000 to the effort to prevent drug overdose. Activists are calling for an independent investigation into the death of a man who was in police custody. It was last year when 50-year-old Kingsley Bimpong was arrested after a traffic stop with officers who reportedly believed he was on drugs. After Bimpong died, it was revealed that he was instead suffering from a stroke. Michelle Gross is with Communities United Against Police Brutality.
You are supposed to know how to tell what's going on with a person. You have that training. It is unacceptable that you would let a man lay on the floor for 3.5 hours. So he went to a hospital and died because you neglected him.
Bimpong was a postal worker who had left work early on the day he was arrested, complaining of a headache. His family filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming Eagan police and Dakota County corrections workers did not tend to Bimpong's medical needs. He was in custody for nearly 6 hours. The City of Minneapolis Office of Police Conduct Review announcing that it's completed the investigative work on the more than 230 backlogged cases of complaints against police officers. Kayla McConnon-Diara is interim director of the City Rights Department. She says the backlog grew as there was an increase of complaints since 2020. And the city faced staffing challenges. She says they added 12 staff members and restructured the investigation process.
It's really important that community is able to trust that when they make a complaint with us, that they'll get an efficient, professional, and effective investigation into that complaint. So our ability to be responsive in a timely manner is really key.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey celebrated the end of the backlog, saying it shows the city, quote, is making good on its commitment to a police oversight system that's transparent, responsive, and worthy of the people it serves. Finally, former Anoka County Sheriff James Stewart has been nominated to be Minnesota's next U.S. Marshal. President Trump chose Stewart over former Minneapolis Police Union President Bob Kroll, who's barred from working in law enforcement in three of the state's largest counties. Stewart was an Anoka County Sheriff from 2011 until his retirement in 2023. Since then, he's been executive director for Minnesota Sheriff's Association. Eddie Frizzell is the current marshal for the District of Minnesota. His four-year appointment ends next year. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available now.